Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to today's show. It's a beautiful May 1st, 2013. I am your host, Molly McCord, and I am grateful for your presence today. Thank you for choosing to listen to this show. I am an author, intuitive, astrologer, empath, and spiritual teacher, and I love sharing this information with you. I receive it from my spiritual guidance, and then I'm directed what to share in a show, and I feel that today's show, this topic, is highly relevant. There's a lot of good information that I am eager to share with you. We're talking about why you chose to be a spiritual black sheep in your family. And if you're not familiar with that term, black sheep, it basically means you're the one who stands out. You're not the white sheep, you're the black sheep. You're the one who's different. You're the one who didn't quite fit in, or you just felt like you were not really a part of your family. So we're going to talk about that and dive into it and go into why you chose that and the power and the gifts of that. So there's going to be a lot of good information. I'm excited about this topic, and of course I can relate. We're also going to talk about astrology, as we do with almost every show. In the second half of the show, I'm going to talk about the current eclipse energy that we had coming in on April 25th. That's when the energy was exact, but eclipse energy lasts for months, and it is an insurgence of new energy that comes into the planet. So it leaves a new imprint on the planet, and it works with us each individually. So I'm going to talk about that, and then I'm going to talk about the next upcoming eclipse on May 9th. So we're going to have a really packed show. It's going to be good stuff. A few announcements before we get started. I am collecting your questions now for the next show, or an upcoming show, I should say, that will answer more of your spirituality questions. This was a really popular show. A lot of you had questions about this, a variety of topics, and that show is currently being featured on the Blog Talk Radio page. So you can find it easily, the Conscious Cool Chic Radio Blog Talk homepage. I'm going to do another show that answers more of your questions. So you can send those in to me either through email, through Facebook, through Twitter, whatever way works for you. And I will tap into spiritual guidance and get you some answers. So it's a fun way to have your questions looked at. And, of course, like we learned in school, if you have that question, there's probably hundreds more who do as well. So please don't hold back. Please let me know what is on your mind, and we'll dive into those answers. Another announcement. Facebook is always changing its algorithms. Always, always, always. And what that means is that it changes how it reaches people and what you see and what shows up in your news feed and just a variety of things that go into that computer algorithm. I am always trying to make the most of the current updates and changes, but I know that there's some pages that I never see anymore, and I have to go search them out and find them, and I forgot I liked them. So just a heads up that if you're not seeing the Conscious Cool Chic posts in your news feed, you probably need to go to that Facebook page and click the drop-down menu that says Show in Newsfeed, and that will show up under the Like button that you already selected. So I just want to let people know that that's one of the current changes happening, and don't want you to miss anything because there's a lot of new stuff that comes through every day, and I hope it empowers you and inspires you daily. So just a heads up that that's what's going on with the Facebook page. And then one more announcement before we get into the topic, and that's that because of the eclipse energy is so big and it affects us each so differently, I'm offering a special, an eclipse special, which is a special astrology reading with you. And it is going to look at all three eclipses that we have in a row right now, April 25th, May 9th, May 24th. And as I said, these eclipses last for a while, and the transitions that occur might not happen for a month or two, and it could be that, you know, things in your life are really moving along and you just want to get a grip on them, you want to understand it better, you want to know what you can expect and what the bigger purpose is. I'm hearing from a lot of people that you have a lot of questions around this energy, and so I thought, you know, I just need to do a special around this. So it's a 45-minute session for only $47, which is really low price considering what I normally have for an hourly session. So we're going to look at all three eclipses in your chart and look at what's coming up for you and get to some answers and help you connect to the power in the changes. And that special is going to be on the website soon. My lovely assistant is taking care of that right now as of today, May 1st. And it's going to be running through the month of May. And if you can just go onto the website and schedule it under the drop-down menu that says astrology sessions, and we'll get going. So just wanted to let you know about that. Now, I am feeling a lot of energy coming in right now, and I find myself taking a few deep breaths. So I'm going to briefly center myself before we dive into being a spiritual black sheep in your family. So just a moment as I take some deep breaths, just a moment. Okay, thank you. I like to mute myself for that so you don't have to listen to my deep intakes. So being a spiritual black sheep in your family, and I'm going to expand this topic into among friends, among people that you grew up with, that you've known all your life, that feeling of being different, of maybe you don't fit in, you stand out, you don't connect the way you want to, or it could even be just having this part of your life, this spiritual path, this energy that you love and you want to explore and you know it's you. It's the strongest, purest expression of you. Feeling very perhaps alone in that, or that it's only you who has these interests. I have been shown a number of different reasons why this happens in our lifetimes. And every single reason has one thing in common, which is that we chose it at a soul level. We chose the experience of being the quote-unquote black sheep, of being alone with these interests within our family and close peer groups because of many numerous reasons. And so here's a few of them. These reasons could connect to you. You could find that one reason is very strong, or it could be that you feel an overlap of all these reasons. So here's a few that I've been shown. You volunteered to lead the energy within your soul group. Now, I touched on this in last week's show, on the, what was that, April 24th show. So I would invite you to check that out. I had a beautiful image shown to me of being of a spiral, and how we as a collective humanity have been moving up this spiral, and how there's some of us who have felt like the tugboats who have been pulling the barges, and then what it means to cut that connection. So that could be you, that you volunteer to lead in this energy. Now, when you volunteer to lead, people who follow on their own timeline, in their own way, in a manner that works for them. So that doesn't mean that just because you chose to walk down a path, that means, you know, the group of followers is automatically going to show up. It's leading with your energy. It's leading and shining your light in a way that infuses others. They probably don't know why. They look at you differently and they can't figure out what makes you different. And it's because they sense on a soul level your light. They sense your energy is different. They have their antennas up, so to speak, and know that you are doing something and offering something that they can't quite connect to, but they're curious about. And so it's just your energetic presence that is part of your soul experience. It's part of how you are leading. Another reason that you might have chose to be the spiritual black sheep in your family or peer group is to balance other lifetimes' experiences. Perhaps you were the support system. You were in service. You did a lot to support other people's needs. You were always there, the one who could help others that they ran to. Now you are choosing a leadership role, a pioneering role, in order to strengthen and fortify yourself. You are balancing other lifetimes of supporting others. You are balancing other lifetimes where you were not heard or seen. And you chose a role where you would energetically be seen and heard. Another reason is that you've been preparing for this through other lifetimes. We each have a very unique soul path. So your soul has had a mosaic of experiences that are unique to you. And you perhaps chose a certain way of growing your soul that prepared you to be this black sheep in your family, that prepared you to be the unique one, the one who was such an individual that nobody understood, or that you felt shunned or hushed or misunderstood, and that you had to stand in the corner, whether figuratively or literally. There's a part of you that was preparing for this role. And this lifetime around, you said, I'm ready. Now's the time. I can do it now because the energy is so strong right now. There are so many resources. There are others who are also making this full choice. And so that in that way, you are supported. Another reason why you might have selected to be a spiritual black sheep is to help you practice detachment, to help you break patterns of codependency, to help you understand your unique gifts, messages, talents, skills, and to do it in your way. It could be that if you did, quote unquote, belong or blend in, okay, you would not have seen how special you are. You would not have been able to fully embrace everything you can do. You would have been almost comfortable with the herd and found safety in that experience. And this time around, you said, no, I am going to choose to be different so that I can break these other patterns for myself so that I can go it alone, quote unquote. Now, I'm saying quote unquote because we know that we're never alone. And I don't just mean in terms of being connected to our spirit and the divine. I mean that because of the internet, we have connections to so many people with other interests who also have common elements, who are walking a similar path, and these are people we would never know about. I have found some of my bestest friends through the internet, and these are people I've never met in person, but I connected with them instantly. We have two-hour conversations. We can share what we're going through. We can talk about the hurdles that are coming up. We can talk about the energies we're feeling. I mean, there are so many ways we can connect to people now that we haven't been able to before, that we are never really alone. And we begin to see that there are millions of quote-unquote black sheep right? And that we can reach out to them, and we can you can connect through personal means, whether that's email and phone calls, or even through spiritual groups, online communities. See, that's the beauty of right now, is that you're never really alone. And I would guess that you found this show through the internet, through a friend, through some word of mouth or online avenue. And it's a wonderful validation that we are in this together. We are doing this together, and we are growing together. We're moving through the energies together, and we're able to support each other. And this is so beautifully healing, because what I'm going to go into next here is that not only did we choose these roles, but we chose them because we were ready to master the energy and the lifetimes of lessons that perhaps wounded us, unconsciously wounded us. And so we could have in our psyche the feeling of being alone, being misunderstood, feeling different in every scenario. It doesn't matter where you are, you just kind of feel like, I'm the different one, where maybe you feel limitations in how you can speak to people, or you have a ton of interests going on, but they aren't mainstream, quote unquote. They aren't things you just want to share at a dinner party or over brunch. That is all part of the imprints that are in the psyche. Other qualities that could be coming up is that, you know, it could play into lifetimes of victim energy, where you thought, oh, I'm the weak one, or oh, I'm the one who's going to die, or I'm the one who's not going to make it, I'm not going to be heard, I'm not going to be seen. All of this can be in our psyche and holding us back. And so the fascinating part about all this is that these imprints in our minds, they are our, they become our belief systems, they are the unconscious programming, they are the ways that we move in the world and how we speak to ourselves. All of this can be unraveled and undone and uplifted in really beautiful ways right now. And so that is also a connection to why you chose to be this black sheep, is because you understood, okay, maybe I would show up to the party dressed in a really crazy outfit, but I can then change it around and wear the most stunning, forward fashion thing possible and set a new trend. And this happens through new healing modalities, working with energy in pioneering ways. Some that come to mind just right away off the top of my head, I mentioned it before, the Akashic Records. Beautiful stuff can happen when you dive into your Akashic Records. I've mentioned that I love Enos Martins. She was on the show a while ago. Shannon Lackman does Akashic Readings Records. Lois Wetzel, and more. I mean, there's people who are now training for this, and they are able to offer their intuitive skills in this way. There's more. Another new healing modality that I love is by my friend Valerie Farber, who does Metatronian healing. She works with Metatron to work with your energy, to move it around. She's phenomenal. Her website is A New Dawn Arising, A New Dawn Arising. She's also on Facebook. A great way to tap into what you need to move and how to heal yourself and any of these wounds that are in your psyche. I had one other method to share with you, and I just lost it. So I'm going to let that be, and we'll see if it comes back. But the point is that because you have perhaps felt this, I'm out of place, or you have absorbed this energy, you also have the motivation to take care of yourself and to take care of your soul. And that leads you to these other pioneers, these other people who have so many gifts to offer that they're setting new standards in healing, and they're showing how you can work with energy in ways that have never been done before on this planet. So that's one of the reasons why we chose to be the spiritual different ones, is because we're also the pioneers, and we are setting the stage for what humanity can do next and the directions they can go next. And so what is really key to this experience is that there are people in our lives who set us up for this movement forward. And as the title of the show says, I reference your family specifically. I'm going to talk about that. But I also want to reference one other group, and that is your childhood peers. Childhood is often when we choose to connect with other souls who on some level perhaps wound us in the way we would, that's how we would classify it, right? We would say, a childhood wound. It's why all the psychologists want us to go back to our childhood. Well, it's not just the family, although that is one soul group, but your childhood friends, the kids on the playground, anyone who taunted you, who made fun of you, who made you feel different, who made you feel you weren't good enough. This is another valuable soul group that you chose to incarnate with. And on this note, I want to toss in that the current form of bullying that is happening in schools and in the younger population is a conscious choice by numerous souls to experience these collective wounds on a grander scale. Bullying has been going on for years and decades, but it's only now come into the spotlight as a trend. And that's because these young souls, these beautiful, high-vibe children, are elevating our understanding of bullying. They are bringing it to our attention and showing it to us in a way where we can say, not only is this wrong, but, oh, yeah, this happened to me too, and what am I doing to fix it? It's a wonderful gift. It doesn't feel that way. It's when you're in it, when you are witnessing it happening, or when you are around that energy, it certainly doesn't feel that way. But the point of it is to give us the opportunity to make changes and new choices. So when you look at your childhood, maybe it was that one girl who was always picking on your clothes, or maybe it was a group that you grew up with who you never felt you measured up to in some way. That is a very important group for you. There's a lot of goals right there in that group because they set you up on a soul level to work through these wounds. And I have felt this and seen this, and I actually have found other people in my life who have had these wounds that have not been addressed and looked at, and it's one of the reasons why their heart is closed. Because it shut down their energy, it shut down their heart, it shut down all of their gifts. They absorbed how different they were and believed it to the point where it immobilized their forward progress, and they became really hard as a form of armor. And so related to the childhood bullying right now, you know, this is why we have to make sure our kids are telling us how they feel and sharing if the day was hard and being heard. You know, the best thing you can do is ask them, how do you feel? How did it make you feel? Let them voice that, because the emotion is going to be the key to move through it. And that's exactly what's true for us as adults, is that we have to go back to that place to look at that emotional experience and feeling. So we look at our childhood groups, peer groups, and then we look at our family. And family is one of the very most important soul groups you have. In fact, that's why you chose them and they chose you. And this could be the part where you shake your head and say, oh, no, we did not choose each other. We were thrown in together. But, you know, your soul has power on every level. And you chose certain lessons. You chose certain ways to grow. And your family agreed to play that role for you. And so if you were to look at, okay, let's say your dad is a bully. Or your dad is emotionally shut down and detached. Okay, we're going to accept that as is. Now, turn it around and ask yourself, because he is emotionally shut down, What are those gifts for me? What have you learned because of that energy, because of him? What have you learned about yourself? And this is something to continually look at, because we have to shift things around where we don't feel like they're happening to us, but they're happening for us. They're happening from a place of empowerment. Now look at other members of your family, an older brother, an older sister. Perhaps you describe them as, my older sister is a blah, blah, blah. Now, look at it from the perspective of your soul. I chose to have an older sister who is blah, blah, blah because it's helped me grow. How has it helped you grow? And that will connect you to why you made the choices you did to be in relationship with these members of your soul group. That's why. See, in order for us to grow, in order for us to move forward, we need those pushes and those nudges. And that doesn't mean they're always soft and gentle. It doesn't mean they're always enjoyable. It doesn't always mean that we fully understand, but it is an empowered choice that we each made. This is also why our journeys are so individual. You know, if your mother is demanding and doesn't get what you do and doesn't understand what it means to be intuitive or doesn't understand what it means to be a psychic or whatever other gifts you have, it could very well be that in previous lifetimes your roles were reversed and that you didn't support her or that you didn't see the truth of all of her gifts. And that's why you have a balance of energy happening now, because in the previous lifetime perhaps you pushed her forward into her truth just as she's pushing you forward into yours. There's always a divine reason. There's always a divine connection. We just have to keep expanding our understanding, right? So I would invite you to start with your parents, because they are the two pillars that we have. If you don't have, this is where things start to get really fun / crazy. If you're looking at your family and say, oh, I don't have a dad. He died when I was 6. Ding, ding, ding. There is something very valuable for you there. Your dad chose to leave at that time. How did that help your growth and development? How did that spur you forward? Perhaps as a child, perhaps as an adult. There are no accidents. There is nothing like, oh, yeah, he's just gone, so I don't count him anymore. Nope. That is actually a very significant part of your soul's journey. Our parents are the two of the most vital pillars in our growth. And when you can look at them and see why they chose to be in these roles and how it affected you, the imprint it had on you, then you are connecting with some huge soul understanding. It's exciting too. I was talking with a client about this, and we were really digging in to what it meant to have this tangled, messy, difficult relationship with her mom. And we were diving into it, and there's a lot of emotion in that because we have a lot of expectations of our mothers. And she never felt like her mom was able to really get her or to see her or to validate her emotions. And she started to see that she put a lot of energy into the hurt of that, which is valid, right? How could you not hurt, especially as a child? But then we moved through it and said, you know, the healing is in this wound, because what your mom is showing you is that you don't need external emotional validation when you give it to yourself. And if you don't embrace that, on whatever level, you're going to keep repeating it in your life, and it's probably going to happen in work scenarios, in friendships, in partners. See, the gold is in the fact that you chose to give yourself emotional validation, but you couldn't have done that if it was set up a different way. And so, wow, in just maybe 15 minutes, we had this giant knot in front of us, and we detangled it. We, you know, spread it out. We looked at those strings, and we detangled it, and it just released a lot for her, a lot of grief, a lot of sorrow, resentment, anger. There was a lot tied up in there, and it just helped understand that, you know, your mom is one of the best teachers in your life, and if you can remember to look at her with that lens, it's going to shift around nearly everything in your life because it returns you back to the strength of who you are and removes this feeling of being lonely and being needy in some level. So that was a really big, I feel like that's a really big imprint. If you ever feel like you are the spiritual black sheep in your family and it is because of your parents, there's a lot there for you to look at and to get clear about. And you'll know you're clear when you feel love, gratitude, forgiveness, and peace. If you don't feel any of that right now, there's just more work to be done. And the beautiful thing is there's a lot of ways to do that. So I really want to support each person is ready for that because we need to clear it out of our energy fields. We need to make sure that we return to our place as powerful souls. Something else to look at with this energy is that when you feel like you're different, it could be that throughout your life you meet various soul groups who reinforce this belief back to you. I personally have lived a lot of places. I've moved around a lot, and I've had a number of soul groups. And I've joked before that I feel like half the planet is my soul group because I just feel that I have these different layers of soul groups. And I think that's true for many of us. And what you have to do is look at what are the patterns that keep coming up for you within each soul group. What do your feelings tell you? Where do you go in your head? What are the themes that seem to circle in your life? And the reason why the patterns keep coming up is because each of these soul groups is meant to teach us a lesson. And I want to also say that you are also teaching them a lesson in terms of what it means to shine and be yourself, what it means to stand in your authenticity, what it means to live according to your truth and your energy level, what it means to not rely upon group validation. Now, that can get tricky because we all want to be connected. We all want friends and to feel supported and to have social interactions, and that's one of the experiences of being human. However, there's a way to do that where you don't go into any victim mentality. If that is a theme for you, this is coming through really clear right now from my guidance. If that's a theme for you, that you continually feel out of place, disconnected, that the groups you're in or people you connect with don't get you. One, there are more clues there for you. There are more things to work through. And two, it'll probably be time to end those connections at some point if you need to, because there are other people who will get you. There are other connections out there. We can feel like, oh, this is my group. I've known them for so long. We've been friends since high school, or, you know, these are my people. I love being in this group. But you need to return to, one, if there's big lessons here for you that you're not seeing, and two, the understanding that the world is huge, and there are more people to connect to at some point, if you choose that, who will get you. I think that's really important. We need to hear that. We need to know that, you know, you are seen, you are valued, you are heard, you are acknowledged. And once you give all of that to yourself first, you turn it around. And it minimizes that experience. And you don't feel like you are the black sheep. You don't feel like you stand out and you're the different one and you're odd or, you know, whatever else comes up for you. You turn it around and you control that energy. You powerfully decide, I chose this. I am learning from it. And it has a lot of gold for me. I think that's one of the most important messages we need to know right now is that there is a lot of divine purpose in every person who is showing you something about yourself. And the other part of that sentence is, and you always have the power of choice. It could be that you have to separate for a little bit and then reconnect with them. It could be that the relationship is complete and you feel that. It could be that you're seeing that things just aren't matching up and, you know, you just want to let them be right now. You always can make a choice that empowers you, but I just want to caution that unless you work with the energy, it's not going to change, meaning you'll recreate the same scenario just with other people and with another group. There's a lot of support right now for your spiritual path, for how you want to develop all of your skills, and oh, it excites me to know that there's so many ways that we are supporting that for each other energetically. I love finding more people who are on this path and who know that they have more to explore, more to expand. Okay, I'm feeling very strongly that there's a lot in this message and that I just want to let it be for a moment. I'm going to have a drink of water. If there's anything that I didn't cover here, if you have questions coming up, please let me know, because this is something I can address for you in an upcoming show where I talk about, where I answer your spiritual questions. So please let me know. If you're thinking about something right now or you're having an issue, remember, there's probably hundreds of other people who are having the exact same question. So reach out to me on Facebook, on Twitter, or on the website, consciouscoolchic.com, and I will answer it, and I'll hopefully answer it soon. So I'm going to take a 60-second break to get some water. Then we're going to talk about the eclipses, so don't go anywhere. That was MakTube, M-A-K-T-U-B, their song You Can't Hide. I really love it. I just love the beat. I think it has some fun energy to it. So moving on to astrology. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I'm offering a special right now for eclipse energies in your chart, looking at what is going on, what is coming up, how these changes are affecting you. It is only $47, and it's for a 45-minute session, and we talk about all three eclipses and look at the changes that are occurring. So that is coming up on the website soon. You can reach out to me, though, at consciouscoolchic.com under astrology and schedule that. My assistant, Sophia, is working on it right now to get it on the website. So let's talk about the April 25th eclipse at 6 degrees of Scorpio. It was a full moon, lunar eclipse. It was last week. And it will affect you differently depending on your chart, but it has a collective energy. It brings up stuff to the surface. That's what Scorpio does. It goes down into the deep energies and it brings it right back up, because it's like clearing out what's in the depths of your closet, or looking at the stuff that you have hidden under the bed and far away that you haven't looked at in years. The full moon is a revealer. It's illuminating. It says what was unconscious is coming up to your conscious attention, because that is where your new levels of power are. Now, this eclipse has some strong Saturn energy. It was conjunct Saturn, and what I find fascinating is that it was just discovered by NASA yesterday that there is a giant hurricane on the North Pole of Saturn. This hurricane is 20 times bigger than any hurricanes we've had here on Earth. So that, to me, that's hard to fathom. But it's fascinating that it is this reinforcement of the Saturn energy right now, that there's a lot swirling around, getting mixed up. You know, think of a hurricane, the intensity, the elements in motion, just everything that's wrapped up energetically into a hurricane. I thought that was beautiful, and of course, no coincidence that it corresponds to that lunar eclipse. We're hurricaning it up. You know, we're looking at what have been my emotional patterns for years. What are my values, and do those support me now? Where have I been putting my power? Where have I been investing my time and energy? And it just brings it all up and swirls it around and really can mix things up. So with this eclipse of last week, I want to pose some questions to you. And as I said, eclipse energy lasts for months. Some of them last for years. The energy comes in. I always see it as this imprint coming into the energetic grids all over the earth. It beams in, it forces its way through, it just zaps us, and it infuses the collective and individual energies, and then that energy gets triggered again through other planetary transits. So with this eclipse, there are some themes and questions for you to consider. What do you need to let go of in order to realign with your new upgraded value system? What do you need to let go of in order to realign with your new upgraded value system? Consider, are you lying to yourself about something? Are you manipulating others to get your needs met? Are you stealing or using energy from others because you haven't put in the time and effort to fortify your own core? So these are the questions where we have to look at what's deep in the closet, what's under the bed, you know, what have we been hiding and unconscious of? So this requires a lot of deep self-analysis of looking at how we use our energy and if that energy is really our own or if we're using it from other people. And then one more question for you. Where are you engaged in a power struggle, internally or externally, in order to maintain the illusion of control instead of trusting that the universe has your back? Where are you controlling instead of trusting? And this is internally. Where are you controlling your emotions or suffocating yourself or keeping things back as a form of control, instead of releasing and trusting? Or it could be in a power struggle. It could be a project at work. It could be something going on between you and your partner. It could be in interactions with your friends. You know, where are you controlling and buying into that illusion instead of releasing and trusting? Scorpio energy has three different archetypes. It is known as the scorpion, the little scurrier with the stinger, And that energy is, I think, sometimes unfairly given to Scorpios, although it does have truth. And it's about, you know, I'm going to sting you, hurt you, do something powerful against you, because a Scorpion on the ground has a very limited perspective. Now compare that to one of the other archetypes of Scorpio, which is the eagle, the flying, beautiful eagle, expansive wings, that sees the bigger picture, that can tune in to the energies happening below, but doesn't react. And so look at the juxtaposition between a scorpion on the ground and that limited view versus an eagle with a higher perspective, with wings that just fly and coast and float and trust, but fully in control of itself, fully aware, but trusting as an observer and knowing when to go for it. Have you ever seen an eagle dive down to grab a frog or dive down to, you know, land somewhere? It's very intentional energy. They are obsessed. Eagles can be very obsessed, can be very focused, passionate. These are all related to Scorpio as well. And so look at yourself and say, okay, am I being a Scorpion about something, or am I being an eagle? And then the third archetype connected to Scorpio is the phoenix rising from the ashes. And that is the transformation part. That is where you have gone down into that place of self. You have seen the stuff you want to change. You have said, you know, this isn't working for me anymore. I choose something better. I want to let this pattern go. I want to be complete with this belief. I want to be done with this way of operating in my life, or the programming I've bought into. I want to be complete. And that's where you scorch it all, burn it to the ground, and you rise up through your own self-transformation as a new, higher version of self. There's also the component with this eclipse energy of responsibility and timing and being mature in your decisions and being wise about how you direct your energy. Because Saturn is such a strong player, there also can be the need to focus, have discipline and commitment, and at the same time, that can feel lonely. You know, when you're really focused on a goal or something that you want to manifest, it can be a lonely place because you have to focus your energy. You oftentimes have to say no to many other things. You have to direct your energy very intentionally. So with this eclipse on April 25th, we needed to look at our choices, how we're using our energy, and make adult decisions with it. And at the same time, because it's a full moon eclipse, lunar eclipse, it means there's also strong energy in the opposite sign, which is Taurus. And Taurus is about simplicity, peace, enjoying the senses, enjoying everything the earth offers. Taurus is also content with staying where it is. And, you know, no, I don't want to dive into something. I don't want to look at the deeper parts of myself. I want to sit here and read a book in the sunshine and enjoy a delicious glass of wine. Taurus can be the most materialistic of signs. It can be really caught up in appearances and brands and labels and luxury as a demonstration of self-worth and self-value. So with Taurus energy, we look at, where am I placing my value? What do I value that represents me? It relates back to the first question I asked you, which is, what do you need to let go of in order to realign with your new upgraded value system? So even just thinking about that closet, what do you need to get rid of? Clear out. What clothes don't fit you? What is no longer your style? This is all the stuff that comes up with an eclipse. And both of these signs are what we call fixed signs, Taurus is a fixed sign. Scorpio is a fixed sign. So there could be resistance. A fixed sign means that you want to stay in one place, that you're really focused, that you're really set on your energy. It doesn't have the flexibility of the mutable signs. There's a lot of value in this. When we think about how flowers bloom, they often bloom during the astrological month of Taurus, and that's because they're fixed into the earth. They have solid roots that allow them to grow up. So the fixed energy is important for manifestation. But you also want to look at, where are you resisting? Where are you not wanting to move energy forward? And again, you need to see, is this supporting me and my illusion of controlling a scenario? Or is there a possibility here that I could trust more and put my fixed intentions on trusting? Trust, trust, trust. So that was the April 25th eclipse. Now I'm going to move us forward to the next one. On May 9th, this is a new moon solar eclipse at 19 degrees of Taurus. So again, it has those same themes of the Taurus that I just mentioned, and solidifying yourself, being stable in your self-worth. What can you change to solidify who you are now? What needs to go? What needs to come in? What I like about the Taurus right now is that it's very grounding, and it is connecting us to where we need to ground ourselves, not only in the earth and physically, but where we ground our beliefs, our values, our self-worth. Do you put it into the shoes, into the car, into all the stuff? Do you put it into your own energy and knowing that you're here for a purpose and a reason and you have a lot to do and offer? Now, the upcoming eclipse on May 9th is interesting because there are four planets in Taurus. Four. Where'd my list go? So we have the Sun, the Moon, Mars, and Mercury in Taurus. We have Venus, who just entered into Gemini on May 9th. And she's going to do that, make that switch from from Taurus into Gemini. So there's going to be the need to, we want to kick back, enjoy the view, enjoy all of our senses, but then also there's going to be the need to relate to people and be a little bit of a social butterfly and get out into the world. And all that, I think, is needed right now. We need to do that. We need to not stay in our own separate gardens. We need to expand and connect with others. But one of the things that I feel is really important about this energy of this May 9th eclipse is that it's all conjunct the South Node. Now, the South Node represents where we collectively have been. It represents the karmic patterns. It represents where we are coming from and what is convenient, what is known. It represents past life themes, unconscious instincts. And so altogether, this means that collectively we are reassessing our values individually and together, and we're just able to see what no longer works for us. But it doesn't mean it's always pleasant, because karmic stuff, karmic patterns, karmic relationships, all this stuff from other energetic experiences known as past lives come up. It comes forward and says, hey, look at me, you can't ignore me anymore, or maybe you didn't know I was still here, but I am. And so there's a component of this where you might have to deal with something. You might have to deal with how you use your money and your finances. You might have to look at that. You know, how are you using your financial energy? You might have to look at past relationships. What did you not see the first time that now you're able to grasp and understand? Where have you been stubborn? Where have you been uncompromising? This is all Taurus energy, and it's stuff we have to look at so that we can transform it. And that's key, because the South Node is in Taurus, which means the North Node is in Scorpio, And as I said previously, that is about transformation. That's about taking something from its lower form and turning it into a more empowered perspective. But that doesn't mean it's always fun or enjoyable or we're excited about it. It could feel like drudgery. It really can feel like there is a death occurring in you. It's intense. So with the May 9th eclipse, we are really supported in moving forward on our path, in seeing new parts of ourselves, and seeing what we didn't see before so that we can solidify it, own it, make it part of our value system in a way that works for us, and own it in a way that just feels like, okay, this is something I can complete and transform and ultimately feel more empowered by it. My intuition around this solar eclipse is that it's making your soul energy a stronger part of your physical human self. There's an integration quality here. You're grounding down into you, your higher self. You're bringing it in more. And that's because of the connections with Pluto and Capricorn, and also with Neptune and Chiron in Pisces. I really like this eclipse, my friends. I feel that it's really needed, and it's elevating self-love. How cool is that? So here's some questions I have for you about this eclipse. And before I forget, I'm going to have a write-up of this eclipse on the website, consciouscoolchic.com. And if you're on the email list, you will have it sent to your inbox that way. So check it out, because I go into this eclipse even more. So things to consider for the May 9th eclipse. What represents you now in the energy of 2013? How have your values changed since November? Do you remember November? I barely do. It's a little foggy. But November is when we experience the opposite point of this eclipse. So look at that for your own personal timeline. How have your values changed since November? What part of you or parts of you are ready to ground into the earth as a fuller reflection of yourself and soul? It's about taking those spiritual components of you and bringing them into your daily life even more and infusing that into your self-definition, valuing that part of yourself. And again, another insight about trust. Are you ready to trust that it is safe to share yourself more as a demonstration of self-love? Are you ready to trust that it is safe to share yourself more as a demonstration of self-love? And I feel that that beautifully aligns with the concept of today's show and the fact that you chose to be spiritual black sheep, you chose to be different, and can you love yourself more and own it more as a demonstration of your self-value and your self-worth? Pretty great stuff. Pretty powerful stuff. So that's the May 9th eclipse, and we have one more eclipse after that. That'll be on May 24th. I'll talk about that in a later show. And we're running out of time, but I appreciate you being here. Thank you. Thank you for your time today. Check out the website. Send me your spirituality questions, and I will dive into them. And as always, I hope you have a beautiful day, my friend, and I'm glad you were here. Thank you so much. Namaste. I'll see you soon. Bye.
I have become alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life, for life, for life. 'Cause in this moment I just feel so alive.
alive, alive, I'm that I can have.